on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The Trump administration's gone public with files related to the 1968 assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
The over 200,000 pages of records released had been under a court-imposed seal since 1977. When President Trump took office in January, he signed an executive order to declassify the JFK records, along with those associated with Robert F. Kennedy's and King's 1968 assassinations.
National Intelligence Director Tulsi Gabbard says the files include potential leads and internal FBI memos. Former Louisville, Kentucky police officer Brett Hankison has been sentenced to almost 3 years in prison in the deadly raid on Breonna Taylor's home 5 years ago. The Taylor family's attorney, Benjamin Crump.
And even though it's not what we wanted, we thought that he should have gotten more time. We are grateful.
The Justice Department recommended a one-day sentence. Officials in Costa Rica say actor Malcolm Jamal Warner drowned when he was dragged under the ocean water by a rip current. CBS's Maurice Dubois.
At 13, he was chosen on the last day of auditions following a nationwide surge to play the role of Theo on the critically acclaimed Cosby Show.
We threw 5 buckets of soapy water on the kitchen floor, and then we tied sponges to our butts.
Warner's skills went beyond acting. He won a Grammy in 2015 for playing bass on an R&B album. And in recent years, he hosted a popular podcast that focused on issues facing the black community.
Malcolm Jamal Warner was 54. A top congressional Republican is backing off demands in the Jeffrey Epstein case. CBS's Michael Toscano from Washington.
Speaker Mike Johnson had a deal with some members of his caucus to advance a non-binding resolution that calls on the Trump administration to release more files related to Epstein. But now he says,
if further congressional action is necessary or appropriate, then we'll look at that. But I don't think we're at that point right now.
Some of the House Democrats who have joined with those Republicans putting pressure on the White House say this resolution probably won't make it to the floor.
It's getting hot in the eastern half of the country. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
For today, the worst heat is basically in the nation's midsection, as far north as about Interstate 70. And then as we move into tomorrow and Thursday, that's where the heat dome expands to the north. And then by the time the end of the week, we actually expand that heat dome east as well. In New York, we could be seeing 96 degrees, feeling like 105 on Friday.
Dow futures down 4. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. 106. That's the heat index expected tomorrow through Thursday, with an extreme heat watch in effect for most of southern and eastern Wisconsin. It runs from tomorrow morning through Thursday night. With the heat, it raises the risk of heat-related illness. Officials urge people to stay hydrated, avoid the sun, and to check on vulnerable neighbors. Cooling centers will likely be opening. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Hornets, Ambassadors, Pacers, and Eagles are coming home to Kenosha. The world's largest AMC car show starts today and runs through Sunday. The main event of the Kenosha Homecoming Car Show is Saturday in Kennedy Park. Throughout the week, there will be cruise-ins, open houses, and special events at historic AMC sites. Auto production in Kenosha started in 1902, and the AMC brand was one of the most long-lasting. Cars stopped being built in Kenosha back in 1988, with engine manufacturing lasting until 2010. There's a full rundown of the auto events on the Kenosha History Center's website. And Sonnenberg Schools in Racine is expanding. The Racine County Eye reports the school is taking over the former Cops and Kids building as its second campus. The new site will serve students in grades 6 through 12. You can go deeper on that story online today at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Shutout in Seattle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 6-0 shutout win over the Seattle Mariners. The crew held hitless until the top of the sixth when Joey Ortiz got on base, then slid into home plate. FanDuel Wisconsin.
Contreras, a high fly into right. Ortiz back to tag. Can zone under it, makes the catch. Here's the throw home. Ortiz slides. He's safe. 1-0 Brewers on the sack fly by Contreras.
Ortiz kicking off a 4-run inning. Pat Murphy.
Then Terang, and then Contreras sack, and then Yelly base hit, and then Churio missile, and Collins walk. I mean, that's 7 quality at bats in a row. That's what you have to do. You got to stack them. That's how you get crooked numbers, if you stack them. And yeah.
So for now, Milwaukee has the best win-loss record in baseball and one game ahead of the Cubs. They lost 12-4 to the Royals at Wrigley Field. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you that it's not only important to get your motorcycle ready for the warm road ahead, it's equally important that you are properly insured. So call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. That's 888-999-6644 for a free, no-obligation review of your current policy. Better safe than sorry, and with over 50 years of road-tested experience, the Hog Lawyer knows his stuff. Visit him online today at hoglawyer.com.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 83 this afternoon. Tonight, 72. Tomorrow, sunny, hot, and humid. Our high, 95 with a heat index over 100. Tomorrow, Thursday, sunny, 91 with thunderstorms. Thursday night into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
Listening to the radio today. I heard a radio contest here in L.A., but it doesn't matter where you are. All radio contests sound exactly the same. Your lucky caller number 7.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. Are you serious?
I'm serious. You just won $1,000. What's your favorite radio station?
This one. WKW, whatever the hell it is.
Those people have no shame or humility. There's no rule that says you have to love the station you won on. If I won a contest, I'd be completely honest. You just won $1,000. What's your favorite radio station?
Well, I jump around a lot. I like the Spanish one. And this one's pretty good. What station is this anyway? I just had it on Seek.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over. Yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game. To hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't. Love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
The Beatles, Paul McCartney, particularly there. Yesterday at 6:10, I'm Don Rose, and thank you for joining me here at WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits. We have sunshine planned for today with a high near 82, increasing cloudiness tonight, low 73. Sunshine, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, slight chance with a high near 89. It's going to be hot. Yeah. Currently right now, 68 degrees and cloudy here at Radio Park. Coming up a little after 7 o'clock this morning, we'll be talking about what we're proud to be associated with, the Kenosha Homecoming Car Show. We are the official info station this year. Thousands of cars built at American Motors in Kenosha are coming home through the 27th. There'll be all kinds of events like cruises, swap meets, and the big car show on Saturday the 26th at Kennedy Park. We'll be updating events daily or log on to WRJN.com. Click on the Kenosha AMC Homecoming for the full lineup. WRJN's coverage is brought to you by Scoops Ice Cream and Candy, keeping Kenosha in the summer spirit. Anya's Auto Repair, diagnose it, fix it, done. And the brand new station on 6th, where good times are always on duty. So this morning, we'll have some folks on the air. We've got Chris Allen, the executive director of the Kenosha History Center, on the air. And a surprise AMC enthusiast is going to be here as well. Remember the Pacer? I remember the Pacer. I worked at a radio station. The guy had the Pacer. I liked it. Everybody made fun of his car, but I don't know. I liked it. Never got one, but I liked it. 6:11, local news, timeless hits, only here at WRJN with Steveland Hardaway. Stevie Wonder, For Once in My Life.
In my life, I have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I do. Oh, someone warm like you. Hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say, this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. It's 6:14, Tuesday morning. Tuesday, feels like Thursday already. Tuesday morning. A teenage boy's vacation ended with a one-way ticket to juvenile detention after he allegedly made a bomb threat aboard a Spirit Airlines flight leaving Fort Lauderdale. His mom says it was just a joke. He's really a very good boy.
Big girls,
Silly girl.
Shame on you, your mama said.
Valley of the Four Seasons in their prime. Big girls don't cry. Hometown Radio Refresh, WRJN, a civic media station. The TropicalFruit.com did another one of those roundups of things that happened 10 years ago this week. Here were two of them. McDonald's started testing an all-day breakfast 10 years ago this week. Huge hit after it launched nationwide that October, but it was a strain on business. They used the pandemic as an excuse to kill it off in 2020. I thought they still had it. You know, I'm going to McDonald's a lot, but I thought it was still there. And Bobby Christina passed away at the age of 22. She had been in a coma for 6 months after she was found unconscious in a bathtub, eerily similar to how her mom, Whitney Houston, died in 2012. Bobby Christina, 10 years ago. It's 617. How about Pete with the beat?
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Two films in their first week of release cracked the top five, but could not unseat Superman as box office champ over the weekend. Superman's sophomore outing on the big screen brought in $57 million, more than doubling the take of another blockbuster in Jurassic World Rebirth. The film about the Man of Steel, directed by James Gunn and starring David Cornsweet and Rachel Brosnahan, has now taken in $235 million domestically in 2 weeks. Coming in second place with a distant $23 million big ones was the aforementioned Jurassic World Rebirth. The film has been in theaters 3 weeks now and has pulled in $276 million domestically, despite mediocre reviews. The two newcomers are Sony Pictures' I Know What You Did Last Summer reboot with $13 million, which was good enough for third place. And in fourth place, it was The Smurfs, which sang the blues with $11 million. Brad Pitt's F1 sped to fifth place with $9.5 million. Fear not, there is another blockbuster right around the corner in Fantastic Four. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
WRJN is your official information destination for the Kenosha AMC Homecoming. After 3 long years, it's back. A week-long celebration of Kenosha's iconic automotive legacy. The opening ceremonies begin tonight at 4 with the evening cruise-in at the Danish Brotherhood Lodge on Sheridan Road. Throughout this week, get your fill of classic car excitement. High-speed thrills with AMC racing tomorrow night. A special Thursday night cruise-in at the original AMC factory site. The Friday night parade and downtown block party. A massive swap meet full of vintage finds. And it all wraps up Saturday with the world's largest AMC car show at Kennedy Park. Go to WRJN.com for a complete listing of AMC homecoming events. And stay tuned in to WRJN for each day's can't-miss events. Powered by Scoops Ice Cream and Candy, keeping Kenosha in the summer spirit. Anaya's Auto Repair, Diagnose It, Fix It, Done. And the brand new Station on 6th, where good times are always on duty. Local news and timeless hits for your timeless ride. WRJN.
Fuel your summer days with the flavor of community at Just Brew It. From bold cold brews to crazy good iced lattes, their signature summer drinks are crafted to keep you cool, energized, and moving strong, even when the temperatures soar. Don't miss Just Brew It at the Racine County Fair this Wednesday through Sunday. Stop by, say hi, and see for yourself what local love really means. Fresh, local, timeless. Just Brew It in downtown Union Grove. Open 6 to 2 weekdays and 7 to 2 on weekends.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
When words fall short, let Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha speak for you with stunning floral arrangements. For birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and corporate events, let their breathtaking bouquets and elegant designs set the perfect tone. Include indulgent DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle featuring relaxing scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
COVID-19 has cast a spotlight on the stark inequalities that drive poverty. The poorest communities in the U.S. and around the world are suffering the most. Oxfam believes we can put systems in place to protect health and livelihoods in the future if we work together with dignity and compassion. Learn how you can help offer safety to the most vulnerable and fight for a more resilient future at OxfamAmerica.org. Sponsored by Oxfam America.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Sherman, easy come, easy go. 625, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 82. Right now, cloudy, 68 degrees right here at Radio Park. You know, camping is one of the most fun things you can do with family and friends, but one of the drawbacks is that campfire smell that stays on your clothes for weeks to come. Got some tips for you now to help get rid of that campfire smell off your clothing. Air them out. Just take them outside, put them on a clothesline or whatever, air them out. Wash them in warm water. Use baking soda. Use activated charcoal. Try spraying them with lemon juice mixture. Or this is probably the best thing to do. Throw them out and buy new. And you won't have that smell anymore. 625. Oh, yeah. Dream Baby. Here's Roy.
Sweet.
That's Roy Overson, the big old dream baby, 628 local news. Tam Lissitz here at WRJN. Hey, if you're a frequent flyer, I don't think you're going to be happy with this news. Delta Airlines is leaning into dynamic ticket pricing using artificial intelligence, AI, to individually determine the highest fee that you'll be willing to pay to fly. I don't like that. 628 at WRJN. Ah, DC-5, catch us.
Here they come again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Now we gotta run. More time for fun. When we're getting angry, we will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Come again, catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can.
Dave Clark 5, Catch Us If You Can. That was also the name of a movie, I think, with Leonardo DiCaprio. Or is that Catch Me If You Can? Something like that. It's 6:30 on the noggin at WRJN. Time to check our morning news, see what's going on. And once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. An extreme heat watch starts tomorrow. The National Weather Service says feels like temperatures will be as high as 106. The alert runs tomorrow morning through Thursday night. Health risks from the heat and humidity will be high, especially for the elderly, young children, and those without air conditioning. Officials are urging people to check on neighbors and to never leave anyone or pets alone in a parked vehicle. We'll get a look at the latest in the forecast coming up. The rumble of Ramblers have come back to Kenosha. Car lovers are gathering in Kenosha this week for the AMC Homecoming, with the celebration running today through Sunday. The week includes cruise-ins, open houses, and special activities at historic AMC locations. On display will be the Matadors, Gremlins, Javelins, Eagles, and probably an Alliance or two. Cars were built in Kenosha for over a century, with AMC lasting the longest. The former Lakeside plant is now the museum campus and housing. The 52nd Street Assembly site has been cleared and is now home to the underdevelopment Kenosha Innovation Neighborhood. There's not enough people to hail to. School districts across the state are struggling to fill bus routes as the number of qualified drivers continues to drop. A proposed bill in Madison would reduce testing requirements for senior drivers and simplify the process to reinstate licenses lost for medical reasons. Nearly a quarter of bus drivers are over 65, and many can't drive due to medical issues and frequent license testing. Lawmakers say if the new rules go forward, it could ease the shortage and improve student transportation as the new school year approaches. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Well, it's a few more weeks before the school bell rings in Wisconsin, but we're facing a challenge with agriculture education. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. Details on how that's being addressed next.
Rural Mutual Insurance is proud to sponsor the event tent at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, August 5th through the 7th at Clinton Farms in Bear Creek. For nearly a century, Rural Mutual has protected Wisconsin farms and supported rural communities with local insurance agents in every county. Join them at the Rural Mutual Event Center for live music, vendor booths, barbecue demos, and more. They're proud to protect what matters most: your farm, your family, your future. Learn more at ruralmutual.com.
Cheryl Zimmerman is the executive director of the Wisconsin FFA Association, and she says right now many school districts across the state are scampering, trying to find agriculture educators to fill vacancies.
What we're finding is this. We have ag programs that are adding more teachers. So now we have several programs that have 3, 4, and 5 ag teachers. We're adding programs. And so we're also going into the virtual dimension of FFA. We started our first virtual program in McFarland with Destinations Career Academy. We're going to be chartering our second one now with iForward out of Grantsburg, Wisconsin. And so that's kind of a new dimension. But there are opportunities to be an educator for agriculture, and we've still got some openings before the school year starts.
Cheryl Zimmerman, executive director of the Wisconsin FFA Association, she says Wisconsin is not alone when it comes to the challenges of trying to fill these agriculture education vacancies. She said it's something that's occurring nationwide.
They say seeing is believing, and nothing catches the eye like the 7 bushel per acre yield advantage of Veltima fungicide over other fungicides. But don't just take our word for it. See it for yourself. Run a comparison of Veltima fungicide, enter the Real Results Yield Challenge, and experience the difference it makes in your fields. And when you share your experience with us, you'll get a chance to win a 2-year lease on a new truck. Sign up at yieldchallenge.basf.us. No purchase necessary. See official rules for details. Always read and follow label directions.
And Wisconsin crops have been capitalizing on the warm weather we've had over the past few weeks. The latest update from the Wisconsin Ag Statistical Service shows as of Sunday, 79% of our corn crop in Wisconsin was rated good to excellent. We also have about 75% of our soybeans currently rated good to excellent. Winter wheat, 72% of that crop called good to excellent, and 14% of that wheat has already been harvested. 3% of our potato crop also already harvested. That's just a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. More anytime at MidwestFarmReport.com. Sign up for our daily e-newsletter. I'm Pam Yonke.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, for just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 83 this afternoon. Tonight, 72. Tomorrow, sunny, hot, and humid. Our high, 95 with a heat index over 100. Tomorrow, Thursday, sunny, 91 with thunderstorms. Thursday night into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
Recess alone was like Godspeed. You were on your own. I mean, think about it. Our favorite game, dodgeball. You were taking a large, heavy ball, and you were pummeling each other in the face as hard as you can. That's where we had to learn the Matrix. To keep from getting our teeth knocked in. The PE equipment was insane. We had merry-go-rounds. They're metal death traps. They were only fun if you would spin them 60 miles an hour. And then we would try and run and jump on them while they're moving. It's like trying to jump on the hood of a moving vehicle. But there was nowhere to land. There was already 20 friends in a nook just going around. Couldn't touch anything because it's 135 degrees in the sun. Inevitably, one friend would fall off, get trapped. Ah! Bleeding from the kneecap down. We're trying to get our teacher's attention. She's like, 20 more minutes. This is me time.
He went away, and you hung around and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back, and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey, la, my boyfriend.
When you see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey, la, hey, la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue.
Hey, la, hey, la, my boyfriend's
so
back.
So look out now, cause he's coming after you. Such a long time.
Hey, la, hey, la, my boyfriend's back.
Now he's back and things will be fine.
Hey, la, hey, la, my boyfriend's back.
You're gonna be sorry you were ever born.
Hey, la, hey, la, my boyfriend's
back. Cause he's kinda big and he's awful strong. Save my reputation.
Hey, la, hey, la, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
Hey, la, hey, la, my boyfriend's back. Hey, I can see him coming. Now you better start a-running.
Angel from Boyfriend's Back, local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Got a few signs here that you may need a day off. Like, every little problem feels like a huge issue. Your coworkers keep asking you if you feel okay. You're making more mistakes than usual. You have more aches and pains than normal. You've been having trouble sleeping. You're playing the same song on the radio every hour. Maybe that last one is just me. 640, local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN.
Father. Every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time. Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning. Every other day of the week is fine, yeah.
day.
To the Papas, Monday, Monday. Local news, Tamla's hits at WRJN. Looks like sunshine today with a high near 82. Increasing cloudiness tonight. Lows around 73. Sunshine. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 89 degrees tomorrow. Whoa, getting hot. Cloudy, 68 degrees right now here at Radio Park. All right, I want you to have a good time this summer, but here are seven animals most likely to kill you this summer, okay? Got your attention now. Deer kill 200 people a year in car accidents. Bees, 58 people a year. Dogs kill 28. That's man's best friend, huh? Cows kill 20. Mosquitoes kill 9. Spiders kill 7. Venomous snakes and lizards kill 6. And people ask me why I stay indoors all summer long. Well, now you know. And I've got Major Lance, Monkey Time, 644 at WRJN.
There's a place right across town, wherever you're at.
Monkey Time, 647, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. You like bananas on your cereal in the morning? Maybe just take a banana to lunch today. It's a good source of potassium. That's the good news. Now, check this out. Also, 0.01% of that banana is radioactive. So if you manage to eat 150 trillion bananas in one sitting, you would die of radiation poisoning. Yikes.
WRJN is your official information destination for the Kenosha AMC Homecoming. After three long years, it's back. A week-long celebration of Kenosha's iconic automotive legacy. The opening ceremonies begin tonight at 4 with the evening cruise-in at the Danish Brotherhood Lodge on Sheridan Road. Throughout this week, get your fill of classic car excitement. High-speed thrills with AMC racing tomorrow night. A special Thursday night cruise-in at the original AMC factory site. The Friday night parade and downtown block party. A massive swap swap meet full of vintage finds. And it all wraps up Saturday with the world's largest AMC car show at Kennedy Park. Go to WRJN.com for a complete listing of AMC homecoming events. And stay tuned in to WRJN for each day's can't-miss events. Powered by Scoops Ice Cream and Candy, keeping Kenosha in the summer spirit. Anaya's Auto Repair, diagnose it, fix it, done. And the brand new Station on 6th, where good times are always on duty. Local news and timeless hits for your timeless ride. WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Racine, get ready. There's a new flavor in town. Introducing Charlie's Cheesesteaks. Now open at 4700 Washington Avenue. Made to order Philly cheesesteaks. Melty loaded fries, crispy wings, and refreshing lemonades. Hot, fresh, and packed with flavor. Bring the crew, grab a table, and taste what everyone's talking about. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, 4700 Washington Avenue, where flavor lives in Racine. Follow on Facebook for deals and daily specials. Charlie's, crafted hot, served fast.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. An unwelcome surprise for Wisconsin farmers looking to apply for the Federal Rural Energy for America program, or REAP. The popular program helps rural small businesses and farmers invest in money-saving energy efficiency upgrades and clean energy. But the application window that was supposed to open July 1st was abruptly closed by the USDA. The agency says it's delaying the grant application window. The EPA is awarding a $700,000 grant to help Kenosha County pay for the final phase of restoration of the Pike River. Crews are restoring banks and habitat along the river and planting native pollinator-friendly plants. The project is aimed at improving the quality of water flowing into Lake Michigan. For a deep dive into environmental issues impacting Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rain, 6:53. That was the name of that movie, 1977 movie, I think, with Nick Nolte and Tuesday Weld. Yeah, Who'll Stop the Rain? That was a good film. All right, if time travel were possible, what would you do? Visit the future or opt for a simpler time and visit the past? A survey of 4,000 people said 65% of people want to go back in time. 35% want to see the future. I don't want to see the future. I'm afraid of it. There might be Morlocks and all these other creatures I saw in the movie. I think I want to go back in the past, but I wonder if you go back with the knowledge you have now and you would go back, or do you go back with the knowledge you had when you were a little kid? Or maybe you want to go back to the days of Abraham Lincoln. Kind of interesting. It's not going to happen, but I thought I'd, you know, think about it for a second. At 6:53, looking for sunshine today with a high near 82. Right now, cloudy, 68 degrees at Radio Park. Here's Sam and Dave.
Don't you ever be sad. Lean on me in times of bad. When the day comes and you're down and I'm in real trouble and I'm about to drown, just hold on. I'm coming. Hold on. I'm coming. I'm on my way. You're covered. If you get cold, yeah, I will be your cover. Don't have to worry, cause I'm here. Don't need to suffer, baby, cause I'm here. Just hold on. I'm coming. Hold on. I'm coming. Hold on. I'm coming. Hold on. I'm coming. Look at it. Reach out to me for satisfaction.
The Civic Media Station, WRJN, local news and timeless. It's sunshine today, highs of 82, cloudy 68 right now here at Radio Park. All right, if you already hate your job, this isn't going to help much. Turns out you're spending a significant amount of time of your paycheck just getting to work every day. A career builder study found it cost the average person $276 a month just to get to work, just over $3,300 a year just to get there. 84% of his drives are the biggest expenses, gas. It takes me about 11 minutes to get here. I don't think I spend that much money doing it. Remember Paul Williams? He was in that movie with Burt Reynolds. What was the name of it? I can't think. I'll think of it in a second. Anyway, he wrote this song. Here's Three Dog Night, old-fashioned love
Just
song.
Just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio. Is the sound of someone promising they'll never go. You swear you've heard it before as it slowly rumbles on. No need in bringing them back cause they're never really gone.
Just an old-fashioned love song. One I'm sure they wrote for you and me. Just an old
to each evening when the lights are low, to underscore our love affair with tenderness and feelings that we've come to know. You swear you've heard it before, as it slowly rambles on and on. No need in bringing them back, cause they're never really gone.
Just an old-fashioned love song. Down and free.
old-fashioned love song coming down in three-part harmony. Just an old-fashioned love song, one I'm sure they wrote for you and me.
Dream your dreams upon and listen to a song.
The movie Smokey and the Bandit, Paul Williams starred in it. Little tiny guy. He wrote that song, Old Fashioned Love Song. What a bunch of songs, too, for the Carpenters. Yeah, it's Three Dog Night. You know how Three Dog Night got their name? All right, here's a story for you. The Aborigine in Australia, when they got cold, they used to take a dog with them and sleep next to the dog. The dog warmed them up. And if it was a colder night, they took two dogs. And if it was a freezing cold night, it was a Three Dog Night. Yeah, that's how they got the name. Exactly seven.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A heat dome is moving in the South and Midwest, and alerts are up, with feels-like temperatures expected to get as high as 110 degrees. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
The heat really begins to intensify today. We have extreme heat warnings in effect in a large portion of the midsection of the country, more than 60 million people impacted, and that includes places like Kansas City, St. Louis, down to Memphis.
The Trump administration has released thousands of records on Martin Luther